Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, December 23, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Congressional District 21 candidate Jason Cahill on voter turnout, fiscal accountability, and the people's seat. Jason Cahill, a candidate for U.S. Congress in Texas, Congressional District 21, emphasizes the importance of voter turnout, fiscal responsibility, and government accountability in a recent episode of Vote Like a Texan. Cahill, a political outsider, veteran, and business executive, believes that the Congressional District 21 seat belongs to the people, not politicians. He discusses the need for government audits, balanced budgets, and lawmakers who understand how to manage budgets and accountability at scale. Cahill also calls on Texans to take a more active role in primary elections, stating that they are where many races are effectively decided. Watch the full interview on YouTube via Vote Like a Texan to learn more about Cahill's campaign philosophy of Truth is My Platform.
Defense news breaks. SafePro Group, Inc., aligned with rising detection needs as U.S. reviews anti-personnel landmine policy. SafePro Group, Inc. is positioned to address heightened operational and humanitarian risks tied to landmines and unexploded ordnance as U.S. defense policy enters a new review phase. A December 2nd Pentagon memo reverses Biden-era restrictions on anti-personnel landmines and directs the U.S. Department of War to recommend a revised policy within 90 days. SafePro Group's AI-enabled explosive threat detection platform aligns with force protection and humanitarian clearance priorities, detecting over 150 types of threats in real time. The company's Spotlight AI system has identified over 41,400 explosive threats, positioning SafePro to support expanded detection and clearance needs as U.S. defense policy evolves. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.